أعوذ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله قد ضلوا ضلالا بعيدا إن الذين كفروا وظلموا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم طريقا إلا طريق جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا فكان ذلك على الله يسيرا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 167, 168 and 169 of Surah An-Nisa. This is in one way a termination of the previous verses that we had been discussing. Last we discussed that day the Yahud of Medina refused to bear testimony to the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite having known the signs. They denied all of that, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bore testimony that he is the final Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And of course the testimony of Allah ta'ala is sufficient. There is no need for any evidence or any testimony thereafter. Concluding these set of verses, Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Certainly those who disbelieved and they stopped, they barred others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ ظَلُّوا ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. They wandered into a far away astrayness. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the Yahud in a different manner, that on the one hand, they themselves committed kufr. That is sufficient a crime in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now they multiplied the crime. وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They barred others from entering the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, by concealing the truth about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had known it, they did not expose it. Number two, by lying about the sifat, the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And hence, in this way, they multiplied the crime in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ ظَلُّوا ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Then they have wandered into a far away astrayness. They have strayed far away from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is probably for you and I a very important lesson, that sometimes we may have a view about certain aspects of deen, but then we want to impose it on others, stopping them from following the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by reforming themselves, by making the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. On the one hand, we are outside, we are not practicing, and then we stop others from practicing the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is a multiplied crime in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah ta'ala save us. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَظَلَمُوا. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again says that those who disbelieved, وَظَلَمُوا, and they had oppressed, they had transgressed the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, their transgression was this, that they themselves committed kufr, and they transgressed by stopping others from the path of Allah ta'ala, by concealing the truth and the haqq, and then of course creating doubt in the hearts of the believers. Many of those ayats we discussed in Surah Ali Imran, that they created doubts in the hearts of Sahaba, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But these people had committed and they had transgressed the rules and the bounds and the limitations set down by Allah ta'ala. لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive them. وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ طَرِيقًا. Nor would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them to any path. Now the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, that Allah ta'ala is most merciful, Allah ta'ala is most kind, Allah is always willing to forgive. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah ta'ala not forgiving, and together with that, the rule by Allah ta'ala is that Allah had sent anbiya, Allah ta'ala sent kitab, Allah ta'ala sent the signs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person begins to practice, the system of Allah ta'ala is this, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. When a person accepts the guidance and the hidayat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala increases that hidayat. Allah Ta'ala increases that tawfiq. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those that practice in the path of Allah Ta'ala, they endeavor. Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of hidayat. Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of tawfiq. And Allah Ta'ala guides them on the many paths of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But here, they close the door, they seal the hearts. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ طَرِيقًا. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will not guide them to a single path, to a straight path. إِلَّا طَرِيقَ جَهَنَّمْ. But the path of the fire of Jahannam. Now they have fought Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They had created an enmity with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And now Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala takes that heart and Allah Ta'ala turns it towards the path of the fire of Jahannam by their deeds, by their practices, by their beliefs. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا abada. By and large for the Yahud, it was not an issue for them to go into the fire of Jahannam. نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ. They used to say, we are the sons of Allah, we are the beloved. لَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. The fire of Jahannam will touch us for a few days, 40 days and 3 days and all of that, and then we're done with it, we're over with it. So it is not a difficulty for us to go into the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will remain in it forever. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا. And that is easy for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to do. In other words, there is no difficulty upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.